At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We reminded everyone off the top of the show today that it's Marty Biron birthday week towards the end. It feels like my birthday because I'm getting the best of like our best friends here on the show. Joe Yerden, first half hour, Shayna Goldman today. Shayna, how has your summer been unfolding since last we spoke?
It's been good. I'm a simple girly. I just want to sit in the sand and read a book, and I've gotten to do that a bunch and eat a bunch of good food. So I'm in my element. I'm like not ready for hockey to come back. I'm glad we still have time.
Little East Coast living.
Oh yeah. It's the best.
Wow.
I'm biased. I'm going to be biased forever. It's like the, you know, like the lake versus ocean debate. Like that one to me is an interesting one. Cause like I'm an ocean girl forever. And I know some people will swear by lakes and I'm just like, I feel like that's not it.
Well, I was only going to fight you on West Coast, East Coast, but maybe we can save that for another time. You're gonna plant that flag firmly.
Oh yeah, we're gonna spend end of summer. It's everyone's gonna be like, let's talk about the team. And it's like, no, we're spending 15 minutes debating this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Marty is this is somewhat disappointing that we haven't got a scoring update from him. Like maybe he is so locked in at the Jim Kelly tournament that. You know, he's not looking at the leaderboard because he knows his group is well ahead at this point. Here's hoping that Tommy Fleetwood is not nearby and perhaps wrecking his end of the round. Boy, there are very few golfers who've experienced the heartache of Fleetwood so far this year. But Marty's determined to win. He has gotten the golf bug back lately. And it's actually quite fascinating to watch someone so happy-go-lucky is probably the wrong not the most accurate phrase, but it kind of represents Marty, right? Like he's just so easy to get along with. You don't always see like the competitive side push through. Well, we've been starting to feel it lately. So he's like in tournament window time here for the next 3 weeks. So I'm curious to see what happens with him.
We need the intensity. We need him to bring like that tension too, right? Like that like athletic tension that especially goalies have. Like I need to see that in full force because I haven't, but I feel like golf is on the rise right now. I feel like golf is very trendy and people are loving it. And it's not really like my style, but like I need to see how he's locked in for golf. He should be live streaming this for us. He should be like he should be making a vlog. Like what are we doing here? We should have sent him with the camera.
Well, he always has one in hand. Because he's never not communicating with someone. Producer Jeff, perhaps maybe we'll sneak something in as far as an update from Marty before the end of the show. Obviously, the Jim Kelly tournament is big in these parts for obvious reasons and hoping that it's a great day out there. Is there anything new NHL-wise for you, Shayna? I mean, we're still sitting there staring at the same RFAs that haven't been signed. Whoever came up with Summer of Trades was seemingly wrong, although, you know, we are still in that anniversary window of when the great one got traded. Back in the late 80s. So anything can happen. But like, what are you feeling on all of this right now?
It's honestly like one of the slowest and most boring off seasons ever. And it's like, I had a vision for this off season when like the draft's announced is decentralized. Everyone goes to the combine. It's like, you know, this could be this buzzy moment where everybody goes and you get the talking and the conversations going early, right? That by the time the draft rolls around, you have all these trades, you have these ideas, everybody's communicating a little bit differently. You can talk privately without worrying about everybody seeing you walk around the draft tables, and had all of this potential and everybody's hyping it up because there's more money to spend. And I feel like everyone almost panicked. Like they don't know how to spend their money and they're going, well, we don't want to spend this summer. It's coming out next summer. So now we're going to hype up next summer for a year, except every big name free agent's going to be gone by that time. So I'm hoping everybody learns from this experience and recognizes, yes, we all love our time off, but like if it's so exciting, we have so many fireworks in the first couple weeks, then we can just enjoy our time off. Like we'll be like living off the high of the off season, like learn from this and do better because this is not it. You're muted.
If some of these potential UFAs don't make it to market, do you think that we could have, even with an even higher salary cap next year, could we duplicate this feeling of the last 4 to 5 weeks? Like, could we see potentially even more teams with a lot of unused cap space, or is that unrealistic?
I think that teams are going to use their cap space more because the teams that didn't this year, too, a lot of them are like those bad teams, right? The Blackhawks are a team that you expect them to buy up those contracts. They haven't done it. The Ducks didn't do it a ton. You know, I think even the Sharks were a little more reserved than what they could have done. And in the end, they ended up getting guys like Letty and Orlov and things like that. Yeah. But I wonder if it'll be any different next year, because then it's like, are you going to keep waiting or are you just going to like do something? And I think we're seeing teams kind of learn how to navigate this world. Like, the threat of offer sheets seemed greater after the Blues had so much success, right? So we all went into the offseason expecting to see an offer sheet, especially knowing the UFA class wasn't that great. And we saw a lot of restricted free agents get dealt with sooner than later, right? I don't think they're ever prioritized teams like wait to see what their cap space looks like. And I wonder if that's going to be a lesson for next year, too. Like, if you don't want to stress about an offer sheet or maybe potentially have the market change for your RFAs, that the price goes up because it should right now, right? The cap's rising, players are getting better, it's a younger league and everything and more. You know, our team's going to keep working early to avoid any of those complications. So then now it's a dry field of RFAs, it's a dry field of UFAs. But I have to think next year you can't say, okay, we're going to reserve our cap space for next year, it's going up, because you should learn from your mistakes and go, okay, this is like a cyclical thing. Every year it's going to go up, you're going to be in the same situation. But I do wonder if it changes how they approach maybe their own stars, right? Like, could this be the turning point for teams to start actually paying their own stars, because you're not expecting anybody to make it this far? And then you can team build a little bit differently, the way I would say that you should.
I think that's more likely. And then that could, of course, create the same, a similar scenario next year as far as lack of depth in UFAs. It will, of course, if you start even, you know, if you start rewarding your own now, not that they haven't been, that's obviously ridiculous to suggest that. But if that does eat into the cap space and retaining your own is the norm, I do wonder where unrestricted free agency ultimately heads and how often. And I guess that leads to like there's going to be one or two or three like big winners every year. Like this year, obviously, even though it wasn't astronomical, I mean, I think we could all agree that Mikael Granlund was a winner in free agency.
Yeah.
But I don't know how many outrageous moments lie ahead here for the likelihood of a $15 to $20 million player signing as a UFA.
That's the problem, right? Because Connor McDavid, the best player in the world, right? There's no conversation. He's the best player in the world right now. He is going to sign a new extension, and I would imagine it happens sooner than later. Like, you think Leon Draisaitl happened, I think it was early September, a year earlier than his contract went up. So will it be the same with McDavid here? He's not going to take 50. He might take 15. He's not going to take 20. And it like it sets the bar back for all of these star players. We're hearing numbers from Mikko Rantanen last year going, could he make 14? Could he make 15? No, it's 12. Oh, and Mitch Marner is going to take the same 12, because if he takes 14, he's selfish because Rantanen didn't. And it's like, these numbers keep getting depressed for the superstar players. So then when we see the $8 million second pair defenseman or like the Ivan Provorov contract, we're like, well, that's such an overpayment, especially because the star players are so high. But it's like, yes, well, people have to spend somewhere, right? And it's like it needs a full-on recalibration. If it's going to happen, you imagine it happens with Connor McDavid because it's not happening with anyone else. I think either the high cap number we see from a McDavid could recalibrate it, or shorter term contracts for the star players could recalibrate it, because say he goes, I'll take 2 years at $15 million and then you can keep progressively stepping up. That would be another thing, but we're not going to see it because it's such a we before I sport or whatever. And that's fine and well and good. Like, nobody's saying it shouldn't be, but you know, you want to see things.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Sorted the right way because it would just have a good trickle-down effect on the rest of the market.
That was We OUI in honor of Marty and his heritage, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Okay, yes, because we're celebrating his birthday month. We have to.
I sense that the way you said it.
How is it supposed to be said? It's
We.
No, but like that saying, that phrase, like.
I think you nailed it. That's.
Oh, what, okay. Because I'm like, I have an issue with that.
There's always a way to tie it back to Marty, and I think my brain is wired that way. So now, why am I on McDavid Island here? I think he's going to take 20. I think he's going to change things. I really do. I think he's like, because everybody says, especially those in Edmonton, like Connor's going to tell them what he's going to be making and for how long, and they're going to oblige. Like, I'm a believer of that. And I think McDavid, it would be ridiculous if he didn't push the envelope here.
I agree in theory, in a perfect world. Yes. But I feel like he's going to take a pay cut because he's going to be like, we need a goalie and we need X and Y. And this is how you're going to build the team around me. Like, if I'm Oilers management right now, and I'm saying this specifically because it is Stan Bowman and I do not trust his cap management, and I'm Connor McDavid, I look at this and I'm like, okay, I'm taking this on the idea that you're going to do X, Y, and Z if you want me to sign this contract, because he's saying he wants to see that there's the potential there. You have the Bouchard deal, and I think that 4-year term is perfect for him. You have the Dreisaitl deal, which already looks good. So now it's like, if you take up 20, then they're going to say, well, now we can't get a goalie. Or Darnell Nurse has to go. And I just feel like McDavid's not going to be that guy, even though he's earned the right to be, right? He is 100% earned the right to be, but he wants to win. And that team has contracts that are going to stop him from winning. So he has to take that middle ground. I feel like he's going to take 16. I'm going to say 16 is the number. So it's above everybody else, but without being that like next stratosphere that, I mean, honestly, give the man $30 million. Give him maximum. Give him every single thing you can and more. Just give him part of the franchise.
Right. Yeah. I'm fascinated. I mean, what do you like? Because they're inseparable, especially in this market. What do you think Eichel gets?
That's going to be
he's in the same boat here.
Yeah, because he's, you know, we're working on our player tiers already for the Athletic, so we're putting these players into tiers and comparing them, and we have like this little bit of separation between them, but it's not much. Right? It's like two or three players are what's separating them in terms of centers. I think the fact that Eichel is this all-around threat and kills penalties is going to really boost his value, because I think that's something that'll age well in his game too, and he's even more clutch. But, and he has a cup, right? Like that can't hurt either. But he, I think, takes more of, say, the hometown discount, because it's a little bit different. They didn't draft him. He's not the greatest player in the world. And everyone's going to twist that into, well, it's the tax advantage that Vegas has, and that's why he's taking less. Like, no, I think he just knows what it's like to be on a contender and would rather, like, roll over than go anywhere else, right? Like, he's not going to want that, say, $18 million from the Ducks versus if you just accept maybe 14. I think 14 or 15 could be nice for him.
You think he gets there?
I mean, if a winger in this world, a Rantanen or Marner, gets 12. I imagine a center can juice it for like an extra million or two. Even though Marner and Eichel are both those like Selke caliber guys, at the end of the day, Eichel's going to get the votes that Marner's never going to get because he plays center. And now that they're playing together, I would imagine Eichel's offense is taken to the next level at this point. I think his defense is going to be even better too. I'm going to say 14 though. I'm going to be realistic. I'm going to say 14, just knowing like, yeah, the tax of playing in this world as a superstar.
It's fascinating. I don't think it gets enough attention. Like I'm really, really, really curious to see who signs first. And again, there's really no comparison contractually between McDavid and Eichel. We know Connor's going to be the highest, but these are massive deals between two players forever linked. Now, any updates or gut thoughts on Luke Hughes, Mason McTavish, Marco Rossi? I feel at least once a week we have to nominate this trio for more talk time.
Yeah, I think the McTavish contract is, I think Hughes is going to get signed first. And I think the McTavish one's going to follow. And then I think Rossi is the last one. I think that's going to be like kind of a holdout from both sides, but it'll be fine in the end. The Hughes one's a little bit interesting because you did hear like the Dougie Hamilton discussions for a minute, and it does make sense. Like, if you were to trade Dougie Hamilton, can you be the one to sign Luke Hughes for, say, $8.5 million? Mm-hmm. I could see him going in that $8 million range. I think that he can earn more than that, but I feel like being in that sweet spot makes sense. You look at his brother's contracts, and I think even with like the inflated cap now, it's at the end of the day, like, he's signing and he's not the number one. Yes, he's eventually going to become that, we would assume, in New Jersey, but he's not signing as that right now. If I'm him, I'm signing for 2 or 3 years and then I'm cashing in. I'm going like $8 million for 2 years and then trying to jump to the next sphere.
Does Rossi remain with the Wild?
Yes. If somebody wanted him, they would have traded for him or at this point, I think. I know the Wild are a little bit harsh on him, and he's really an interesting player because he's not a true play driver as a center, and then you have the size element of it all. But I think he's a better player than we give him credit for away from Kaprizov, but he also happens to fit best there. If the Wild don't have him, what are they going to do, right? It's not like they acquired other centers or have a ton coming up the ranks that you're like, it's totally fine if you lose Rossi. Like, they're a worse team without him, and I think they should know it by now.
Get back to the beach, okay?
I'm going to.
Okay. See you next week.
Thanks for having me.
Shana Goldman from The Athletic. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.